Hebrews, the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 35. Folks, this is so simple. I beg everyone in this house, track me. Every verse, every word, every step today. Because we're living in a society that is dedicated to stealing, killing, and destroying everything that is precious, righteous, and good. There was a movie, I didn't see it. The name told me I'd waste my time. Liar, liar, liar. I mean, you know, we've been lied to so much, we don't trust anybody. I'm talking about just general news media. I don't mean that we don't trust the right sources. But we live in a day when, where are values and where is character and what is, want to ask, what is truth? What is truth? Well, I have a very basic Bible message for you today. We're going to talk about hold on to your confidence. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. I know that's phrased a little bit in English mindset, but it just means that you will receive the promise, for you to receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Oh, I love this verse. Hebrews 10:39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That's who we are. And so the Word of God is talking to us about holding on. I started to have a little illustrated message, get some of these strong young people and have a rope pull today. That you hold on. You hold on. You don't cast away. You get a grip. Did you ever see a dog with strong teeth? They love to play with a rope, or you can lift it. Some dogs, you can lift them up off the ground and they will not let go. They've got a grip on that rope and they're not going to let go. And many dogs seem to enjoy that. But as I look at these verses, let's just kind of have a Bible study. Let's have a pastoral Bible study today. The Word of God says to preachers, to missionaries, to all the fivefold ministry, to men, to women, to boys, to girls, to singles, to everyone that has ears to hear, let him hear. Don't cast away your confidence. No matter what you're going through, don't let go of the lifeboat. Don't let go of the rope of hope. Don't let go. No matter what he say, she say, they say, the news say, your body says, no matter what, don't cast away. You can do that. I can do that. We've all done it on some occasion in our life. There was some area that we were dealing with, but the Bible said the secret to coming out victorious, don't drop the ball. Don't throw it away. Don't cast away. Don't cast away your confidence. And that word confidence, really just very simple to me. It's inward assurance. It's an inward knowing. Any winning athlete knows what it is to have that inward confidence. Watched a little bit of, you know, the Olympics up in Canada. And two or three of them, I know especially, I mean, before they let go down the hill, they said, they were either psyching themselves up or ventilating. They were doing something. That was their point of, I'm going to win. If you have to wake up in the morning and say, ah! I'm going to win today. Never lived a day like this before. Oh, this is a wonderful day. Never lived a day like this before. It's going to be interesting to see how this day unfolds. You know, this has ministered to me. I have had people this week, you know, as a pastor, you have people in the happiest seasons of their life, and you have some folks that are saying, why me, Lord? And it seems for good reason they would ask that. But here is God's instructions. Here's how you come out on the other side. I know Jesus said, let us go to the other side, but here's a little more detailed instruction on how to keep it together until you get to the other side. Cast not away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away with your thoughts. Don't throw it away with your words. Don't throw it away with your actions. Don't throw it away. Don't mutter. Don't mumble, grumble, complain. There's a lot of ways we cast away our confidence. The Bible said, whatever you level you're on, happiest day of your life, having challenges, don't cast away your confidence. It's that inward knowing. It's that inward knowing that everything is going to work out. I know that sounds simple, but that really is what it's all about. Don't cast away your confidence. And the Bible immediately plunges into this. Now, remember, we're kind of giving a little Bible study, pastoral Bible study today. Your confidence has great recompense of reward, great promises of reward. Your confidence, it has great recompense of reward. Now, from what I understand here, there will be a reward. Follow me closely. I'd never kind of noticed this wrinkle. Mr. Strong kind of brings that. It's good or bad. Good or bad? You want me to say it again? You see, you're going to get a reward for the way you talk, think, act. You're going to get a reward. Is it going to be a good reward or a not so good reward? You'll get the reward is the end results. The end results. The end results that a believer desires is victory. The end results that you don't want is defeat. This is a very simple insight. You say, well, I'll tune this message out and it doesn't apply. You're going to get a reward, honey. You're going to get yours. I'm going to get mine. There will be a payday. There will be a reward. There will be a reckoning moment. And it will either be one of success and victory, and I don't know how in the world God pulled it off, but he did. Or there will be a reward which goes right back to when we said, it can't be done, God doesn't love me, nothing's going to work out. If anything bad happens, it's going to happen to me. Just don't name your dog Killer. Satan is a killer. His thought life is a killer. His word bank is a killer. Hath God said? First lie in the Bible. Hath God said? Everything the rascal does is to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, you see, when you understand this, God bless Oral Roberts. He's in the presence of the Lord. But, you know, he came out with this, and some people just went ballistic. The God is a good God, and the devil's a bad devil. And when you get your understanding right on that, some people accredit good to the devil and bad to God. Let me tell you something, neighbor. I've lived long enough to know God always wins. God always wins. You may not win like you want to win, but you ultimately win. God always wins. But you don't understand who I'm dealing with, or you don't understand what's wrong. I probably don't. Best I don't. But God, stay with God. Get your fan plugged into God. Find that plug in the wall called faith in God. And the night may be dark, but the moment you get that plug in, the fan will run again. There are those here today that have unplugged. You didn't mean to. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just telling you, there's a better way to live. Don't live unplugged. Don't live unconnected. Live connected with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and what He has said about you and your situation. Now, it goes further to say, cast not therefore away your confidence. Your confidence in the promises of God. Your confidence that God's going to see you through. Now, you know, there are adjustments we all have to make. Have you ever had to make adjustments? I have to make adjustments all the time. And you know, in flying, especially international flights, and you're going, every once in a while, I'm not a great aviation person, but I've flown enough, you sense that bird turning a little bit. Just a little bit. They're adjusting the course to reach the destination. And you know, we have to adjust. Often adjust or readjust our course to reach the destination. You can physically feel just a little, just a ever so little movement. Maybe in the middle of the night when everyone's asleep and you hear whatever it is hydraulically that they do to do that. I remember one plane especially, I noticed that there were some adjustments that were made. You know, we're alive today because by God's grace we've made adjustments. Yeah, it's constantly making adjustments. For you have need of patience. Lord, I want patience and I want it now. For you have need of patience. I don't like to have need of patience. I'm like you. I want it as ASAP, as soon as possible. But I've lived long enough to tell you the truth of the matter is that God's timing is perfect and my timing sometimes has been off. God's timing is perfect. You have need of patience, okay? So I'm believing God for something. We're in a project, you know. I mean, it could be any one thing. It could be relationships. It could be marriage. It could be money. It could be school, education, you know, the list is endless. I believe I've done the right thing, but where do I go from here? You have patience. And you say, God said what He meant, He meant what He said, and He will finish what He started. You have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God. Now, church, listen to me. It's important to do the known will of God. I want to say that again. It is important to do the known will of God. If you know what to do, just do it. Sometimes you have to forgive by just, you say, well, it's not in my heart to forgive. Father God, as an act of faith, by your grace, I release total forgiveness to so-and-so. By faith. After you've done the will of God, after you have done the will of God, that you would receive the promise. Well, isn't that what it's all about? We received the promise to be born again, and we were. We've trusted God in so many ways. He's filled us with His Spirit. He's helped us. He's helped us with our marriages, our children. Our money, you know, I mean, I could just, it's endless what I could name. But the Bible said that you shall receive the promise. Now notice verse 37 in this pastoral fireside chat we're having here today. How long is it going to take, Pastor Nichols? For yet a little while. Not yet, but it's coming. Yet for a little while. We don't like that little while. But now let's go to verse 38. Now, whatever time it is, right here in Calvary Cathedral International. Now, How many believe it's important to do what God wants us to do now? Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. That will apply when it comes. But now. Well, now I'm hungry. Now I want to get out of here. And that's not what, you know. But there's bound to be in a crowd this size someone saying that. Now. What does God say about our now? Now, the just shall live by faith. Now. That's your now. That's my now. Well, are you one of those faith churches? Honey, what else is there? Salvation is by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, the just shall live by faith. In your business and your personal life and everything you do, it's by faith. The just shall live by faith. You could play with those words, the just shall live. Dot, 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 by faith. Say it any way you want to, but it still comes out the same way. Now the just shall live by faith. But then he goes right back to where we started out on this cast not. But if any man draw back. You know, really, the only way you can lose is to draw back. I mean, there's people in everybody's church, they just something flipped their switch and they hadn't been back. Well, church, there's more to it than church, but don't draw back. Draw back on anybody, but don't draw back on God. If any man, of course, no, neither male nor female, so any man or woman draw back. Now, here's an interesting thing that I really haven't meditated on, because I know God loves us, but there's a difference in God loving us and not having pleasure in us. Any true parent loves your child, but they don't always bring you pleasure. Huh? A true parent loves the child, but they don't always bring you pleasure. God said, my soul shall have no pleasure. You know, it would break my heart today to think that God's looking down from heaven and saying, that Bob Nichols, right now I don't have any pleasure in him. He's not a mean God. He's not a bad God. He's going to love you and he's going to work with us until we get right. But wouldn't it rejoice your heart if you could hear a little in your, you know, in your ear? I have pleasure. I have great pleasure in you, my daughter. Thanks, Dad. I have great pleasure. There are things that children do that bring great pleasure to their parents or their grandparents' heart. Well, no pleasure. But then verse 39 said, but we are not of them. By God's grace, let it be, Lord. But we are not of them who draw back. Say it with me. We are not of them who draw back. Draw back from loving God, trusting God, living for God. The promise. Oh, God, let it be. I don't want to be a drawbacker. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You one of those faith folks? I don't know anything else to be. Are you a believer? Oh, man, I better be that. But we are of them that believe. Folks, this is so beautifully put. Confidence. Don't cast. Don't lose confidence. Don't throw away your confidence. Your inward assurance. Your inward knowing. The recompense of reward. Remember, you can quit, but you're going to get a reward. Everybody gets a medal of some kind. You either get a quitter's medal, or you get a winner's medal. And it'll be around your neck. And the band will play a sad song when you get that quitter's medal. If they don't, you will. Or they can put the winner's medal. I admired that girl that won that downhill skiing thing. She was overcoming a leg that wasn't feeling the best. Bad bruise. And that's about as bad as the other. And the ice was not the best. What people don't realize, what these skiers and what these snow people have been doing, they had a lot of people hurt until they finally got it all settled down. I mean, the ice was the snow was very unpredictable with too much unscheduled ice. But this girl went downhill. And what most people don't realize, she virtually skied on one, not completely, but she virtually skied on one ski. She was not skiing according to skiing posture. She was, had a make it mentality. You know, that's what I admire about athletes. They play hurt. We get hurt. You don't see us for 6 weeks. Now, follow me. You say, well, they get millions of dollars. Well, you get eternal rewards. You get more than a multi-million dollar contract. But those football players, they know what it is to play hurt. And you say, is that wise? I'm not going to comment on that. But I mean, you've seen them go out. I saw football over, you know, we saw it over in New Zealand. Hey, they don't have helmets. They don't have pads. And I mean, this guy, they hit him in the head and his head was bleeding and went over to the sideline. And I was waiting for the ambulance to come up. They just wrapped bandages. And next thing I look up, he's headed back on the field. Still got blood. You say, is that wise? I'm not commenting. I'm just saying he wanted to play. He wanted to win. And you've got to want to win above everything else. I mean, we watched it there. You mean we were in that hotel on that big screen there? And I thought, this poor guy, they're going to haul him off in an ambulance. I mean, blood. And they just, his head looked like a hospital mummy. They just wrapped him up. No helmet now. No, still no helmet. They don't do that over there. And he goes right back on the field. The man that just got hurt didn't quit. Oh, that's good preaching, Brother Nicholas. The man that just got hurt didn't quit. They just wrapped him up and sent him back in the game. Or he of his own volition went back in, his own choice. We have need of patience. Now, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Folks, we're in a thing of winner take all. Please understand, we're in the end time. Tsunamis. Earthquakes. I mean, everything that the Bible said, these things are going to happen with rapidity before the coming of the Lord. And someone said of Haiti, they've been through so much, they've lost their confidence that anything could be any better. For 200 years, they've been through turmoil in that nation. We need to pray for Haiti. And we need to pray they'll get some godly leadership in the right places that'll quit putting it in their hip pocket. If we hold fast the beginning. Man, when I started preaching, I remember we went up to Oklahoma. We got enough money to get gas up there in my Ford. I don't know what we were thinking about getting back home. We had a little makeshift quartet. We drove to Oklahoma. We all preached our heart out. And then coming home, we realized we got 50 cents, four chocolate bars, two RCs and two Cokes. And someone put some sandwiches together for us. And that's all we got. And we start home and I look, oh my Lord, have mercy. At gas gauge, we can't make it to Waxahachie. No way. You know, if anybody knows how far your car will go or not go, it's a college student. I mean, you know. And you just think, if I make it to the top of one more hill, at least I could coast down. And I turned to these guys and said, does anybody have any money, guys? I mean, nope. We're the brokest bunch you ever saw in your life. We were happy, but we were broke. I told them the situation. We just set ourselves an agreement and headed for Waxahachie. From up in Oklahoma. That thing stayed on empty 90% of the time. That gas gauge was on empty, and it was a working gas gauge. We rolled right up to the gates on Sycamore Road, drove right up to the gates where I was going to park it, and the thing quit. Right up to the gate where it was safe to park it, and we pulled our stuff out and walked across campus back to our dorm. God supernaturally stretched that gas. Now, I thought I'd really arrived, that my faith had just reached a new level. And I tried it the next time we went somewhere, and I was carrying a gas can down the road. Because I had a little bit of money in my pocket, but I was presuming upon the grace of God. True story. Did you know that God knows all about your personal needs? Not only your desires, God knows all about your personal needs. He knows what your visions, your dreams. He knows your life. The Bible said in Matthew 6:8, "For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him." That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. "But your heavenly Father, your Father, knoweth what things you have need of even before you ask." He knows. He cares. He truly cares for you, and He cares for me. And the Bible said that He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. If anybody cares, God cares. And that's why 1 Peter 5:7 said, "Casting all of your cares," not selective cares, but "casting all of your cares on Him." Why? Because He cares for you. Casting all your care upon Him. Even now, God's taking great interest in every matter that's touching your life. I know it doesn't seem like it. Even now, it matters to God about you. He cares about you. He's a father. You're a child. God is taking great interest in every matter that is touching your life. Your life, your job, your family, your children, your relationships, your health. It's truly His concern, and it matters to Him. And that's why the Bible said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence." It has great recompense of reward. Hold on to your confidence. It's a rewarder. This is not a scratch ticket that doesn't work out. Every promise that you have believed in sincere faith believing shall come to pass. You don't win a few, lose a few with God. Hold on to your confidence. God said, "I am a rewarder." Pays to hold on. So hold on. Don't waver. Remember His promise to you. And it always has been this way back with Habakkuk. A Baptist preacher said something. He was a big guy, pastored over in the Arlington area. He's going to be the Lord now. But he said, it always has been faith in God's revealed plan for that day and time, whether it was Old Testament or New Testament. Do you follow me? The way God's kingdom works, Abraham believed God. Noah believed the word of God. Hebrews 11 is a roll call of those before Jesus came, before grace, before the finished work of Calvary. Hebrews 11 is a roll call of people that believed God. Noah built a monstrosity that had never been built for something that had never happened because God said, "Do it." And he did it. And Noah and his entire family were saved and spared. It's always been, "The just shall live by his or her faith." And I want to just leave that with us in the service today. Thank God, the just shall live by faith. I said the just shall live by faith. And believe it or not, in Hebrews 11:1, we run into it again. Now! O Oh, God, get off my case about now. Yeah, now determines your future. Now determines your tomorrow. Now determines what's going to happen on down the road. Now! You don't wait till you get there and make, yeah, you make decisions on down the road, but I'm talking about now is the time to make righteous decisions. Now is the time to say, I will do the right thing. Now is the time. Just like Joseph. My, what a man. Kept hearing a program there about the money pit. Well, they're talking about the kitchen. Well, don't call where I get my water, where I keep my food, and where I fix my Starbucks coffee. Don't call where I eat a pit. Now, you can do it if you want to, but I don't like it. Something about that just rubs me. Pit. Pit. Not a pit. We're blessed. But Joseph, because he kept the right attitude, was delivered from the pit. It's a long way from the pit to the palace. Took him a while to get there. But there came a day when he had the ring. There came a day when he had the turbo chariot. There came a day when he was the man. You demand. There came a day when instead of cursing him, they blessed him. Now. Don't measure whether I'm loud or quiet or funny or sober. Just lock into now. I'm a faith child. I'm not of those that draw back. I'm of those that believe. Now. The just shall live by faith. And I don't care what the devil says. We're coming through on the high side of victory. I said, now we're coming through on the high side of victory. I mean, there's a lot of people that are encountering a lot of things. And I'm asked the question, why? How long? I'm not God. I wished I knew for me as well as for you. But I know that you hang out with God. You believe God. You hold on. You cast not away your confidence. And you will win. We're coming out on the other side, saints. We're more than conquerors. You say, you preach along these lines. Yeah, because this is where people live. And I know that better than a miracle is constant miracles. And we believe and preach that. But sometimes you just need a special one to pull you out. I've been there too, you know. Hey, Lord, we'll get this chain going in a minute, but I need help right now. Pull me out of this one. Lift me above this present challenge.